Many people view it differently, but it is form of the one God in one's mind or one's heart. But so what we are saying is the one supreme God is represented by many, many forms, and it's the form of the God that we worship. And why do we do that? It's hard to get the concept of the Lord without, you know, having some kind of object in our mind. We always, our mind always looks for something, some objects, so we can concentrate on that.
Well, if you look at things like, you know, you say you have this car or the other car, or you're looking at green color, see, you're looking for something which equivalents. So you do need something as a medium.
Yeah. We are born in a world where everything is relative. We have to relate it to something to get, you know, concentrate on that. So, and in the relative world, we have to form something in our mind that, you know, we can really concentrate on.
That is true. And, you know, Kantipa, you nailed the point. We need something that that focuses attention, focuses our concentration. So it is really not idol worship. Yeah. It is ideal worship. And what is the ideal behind the worship? So the word idol was introduced by the long-term invaders of Bharat, specifically the British, and it's a derogatory or a put-down word. And they called us idolaters. And their connotation or denotation for the word is that these people sit around idly doing nothing. And so idol worship for them was to create contempt within Hindus and also outside of Hinduism for Hindus, that these villagers and these people just sit in front of idols, so-called, and idly sit around and do nothing. They missed the point completely. And, you know, we're not going back in history to criticize, we're going back in history to learn. And a lot of Hindus nowadays use the word idol worship, that we worship idols. And the thing is, we have to set the record straight. We do not worship idols. We are ideals, that it is the ideal behind that, that is what we worship. And so Hindus really worship murtis or deities as manifest representations of the Aksha Purushottam Brahman himself, here and now.
So let's take it back to the people who degrade idol worship or murti puja. In a way, they are also doing the same thing. For example, we'll take Christianity, and they worship Lord Jesus with the cross, and with the blood all over the cross and his face and arms and legs. And every church has represented or displayed that image, or sometimes it's the picture, or sometimes it's the sculpture. And so I would say they are also doing the same thing. They cannot really focus without any form, so they have to create some kind of form that came in their history.
That is correct. And so the definition that we read early on from Wikipedia is absolutely wrong. So they bring the cross to allow them to focus on that which is important to them. You know, Islam does the same thing. They walk around the big rock in Mecca. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to them, that represents their form of worship. And again, we're not being critical. We're just pointing out that every human being on the planet has some object that personifies God, regardless of the form that that object takes. And so the ones that degrade so-called idol worship call it idol so as to connotate idly sitting around, which is incorrect.
Exactly. And even if you go into India, and you can see this this they call it kabra.
Correct.
And there are cover of a peer or a higher, more realized person. And then people go there and worship there. They offer the flower on the this Kabristan or Kabar.
Exactly, and in fact, they even circumambulate around it.
Right.
And yet, we are criticized for doing the exact same thing. The thing is, the ideal behind what we do, behind deity worship or Murti Puja, is so much more. It helps us focus and concentrate not just our mind and our senses, the gross senses, the indriya, but at the end of our man, which is the hardest to control, because we can sit here and do something, yet our man is elsewhere. And unfortunately, there's no English translation for the word man. Some people call it the mind, which is incorrect. But man is like, you know, in Ramayana, Tulsidas says, man markat. Man is like a monkey, and it'll jump several places a minute, and it'll go in different directions, and it is really hard to rein in. And so when you're sitting in front of a deity, and you believe that that deity represents your Ishtadev,
or ideal.
Your ideal, exactly. Then that helps you concentrate your man, not just your senses, but your man. And one sant basically said, and I'll say this in Hindi because again there's no English translation, that the ultimate goal of Murti Puja is man ki shuddhi, and the man ki, man ka nirman. So, and those are two different processes. Ek to hamara man jo mela hai, uski shuddhi honi hai. Aur dusra jo pavitrata hai, uska nirman karna hai. So these are two different things that really cannot occur as you are involved with life. Mm-hmm. And so if you're busy with life during the day or during the night or whatever the job requirements or family requirements and so forth, we're not saying you shouldn't do that, but you have to devote some time to Murti Puja, where everything else is left outside the puja room, and it's just you and your ideal representation or manifestation of God.
There are two philosophies when we talk about the Murti or Vigraha. Vigraha is more Sanskrit name, and it represents more of a what they're trying to say. Vigraha is the condensed form of the Lord. So it's not even representation, it's the Lord himself is there. That's what the one philosophy says. The other philosophy is the representation of the Lord through this Murti.
Correct. And you know, Srimad Bhagavat says that Krishna's name invokes Krishna. Mm-hmm. And so when you chant, meditate upon whichever form that pleases you the most, that deity then transforms into a being that's present before you.
No, so we also a lot of times say Satchidananda Gan. Gan means a solidified Lord that we can think in a form of Nirakar, but when it condenses in a form, it becomes a Murti or Vigraha.
Correct. And ultimately, you know, and this is a discussion for another day perhaps, but ultimately the idea is ke ye jo panch mahabhuto ka sharir hai and panch kosh wala jo sharir hai, हमने हमको उसको भेद कर हमारा जो कोश है उसको भेद कर वी हैव टू गेट टू द आनंदमय कोश एंड हाउ आर वी गोइंग टू पियर्स दीज कोशेस दीज आवरण्स दीज वेल्स दीज कवरिंग्स विच आवर रिलेशनशिप विद माया हैज कवर्ड अप आवर आनंदमय कोश विथ एंड सो एट द एंड ऑफ द डे मूर्ति पूजा अलाउज अस टू यूनाइट विद दैट आनंदमय कोश दैट इनरमोस्ट self, as we call it, and form a one-on-one relationship of that which we came from, that which we are a part of, that which we serve.
And actually, if you take it a little further, deeper, we really don't do anything. It's the Lord's mercy, the Lord himself presented himself in form of a Murti.
Correct. And you know, the stories
are
beautiful.
He was so merciful to give us that opportunity to relate to him through a Vigraha.
Makes it an easy path, a straightforward path, because especially in Kali Yuga, the Lord knows that we're going to be ever pulled in so many directions. Again, a lot of people blame Maya for this. And, you know, let's get one thing clear. Maya is inert. it is not Maya that grabs us. It is Maya that, because it's the Lord's energy, albeit a lower form of energy, Maya is attractive. And so Maya doesn't hold us or capture us. That is incorrect. It is us that grab hold of Maya. Whether we want a new car, a new house, a new job, a new clothes, new set of clothes, new jewelry, whatever the case may be, it is not Maya's fault. And so to pierce the veil that we have put ourselves within, the Murti Puja, Murti worship helps us to concentrate so that we may realize our potential for which we have this human form in the first place.
And we have so many examples in our scriptures, like Prahlad, the example of Lord appear from the pillar, a solid object, and his father asking, is your Lord in this pillar? And Prahlad said, yes, it is there, and then from Lord appear came out of that.
You know, Kantibai, that is such a beautiful form. Mm-hmm. That is such a beautiful point. You know, a lot of time people will say, well, this piece of stone or this piece of marble or this piece of wood, which has been sanctified and prayed to, does it contain God really? And the story of Prahlad absolutely proves it. Yes, God is, although he's omnipresent and omnipotent, the power to manifest is up to the devotee. The power to make the Lord manifest. And so if we can become innocent, childlike, and devotional like Prahlad, then absolutely he is going to jump out of that murti. And Hinduism, Sanatan Dharma, has the power to visualize that and then to make it happen.
And another point here, you are going to say something. Okay, so the point I was going to make, we call, and everybody, all, not just Sanatan Vedic Dharma, but Christians, Muslims, they all call him as an omnipotent, omnipresence. So he, when we say he's omnipresent, he can present it in any way he wants to do. And if he said he's not in the murti, then we are challenging his potency.
Correct. So God is everywhere, and he's present everywhere. Whether we see him or not, he is. And the power for us to make him manifest lies in our bhakti at the end.
But it's his own wish that he will come or he will not come.
Correct. Yes. Correct. So
that
he
is
says,
omnipresence or omnipotency.
Correct. So even though he's everywhere and we can't see him, we have to take the first few steps to start with Murti Puja and hopefully end at some point with meditation and end up in yoga or direct union with that which is our true nature and ultimately realize not just the self but God.
Listeners, give us a call. Our number is 832-704-9273, and we're talking about idol worshipping or Murti Puja.
And if you look into the from viewpoint of the science, and science has done a great service to us in recent history, and quantum theory and everything like that. So when they start, you know, breaking the particles down and breaking further into such a small thing, it came to one point that sometimes it appears as a matter, sometimes it appears as an energy. So what is that? I would say that is the another presentation of the Lord's energy or Lord himself in form of energy or in form of a solid material.
You know, every time we identify, or science, I shouldn't say we, science identifies the smallest particle, and they started with the atom and they said, no, it's not the atom, and they keep going, and now it's quantums and quanta and quarks and so forth. Even the quantum physicists tell us, you know, they're in the search of the so-called Higgs boson particle, which what they call is the God particle, without which matter cannot exist, because, you know, you have friction and so forth, which allows us to see the particles in the first place. But even quantum physicists realize that there's a lot to this that we don't understand. And you have to understand that it is not matter that creates consciousness. It is consciousness that creates matter. And when you finally start to realize, okay, then you say, okay, what is consciousness? And that gets deeper into another day's topic. But we know, and Hinduism tells us, and Sanatana Dharma tells us that, and we get into the theory of Dvait and Advait, but regardless of which side of the equation you stand on, ultimately it is God, and we are a form of that same matter. And Krishna in the Gita tells us that whatever you can imagine, and he's implying that to mean him, God, whatever you can imagine, I am beyond that. So he's beyond human imagination. So it is something that is unimaginable, but that doesn't mean we should stop. And deity worship helps us to gain that information, ultimately through meditation and yoga.
Yes, listeners, if you have any question, please call and express your opinion or join the discussion here.
Govinda Nanda Nanda Gopala Gopala
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism Radio. Our studio number is 832-704-9273. If you wish to join in the discussion here or voice your opinion, we're going to continue the little discussion with thoughts from Swami Vivekananda. So, what does Vivekananda say? Vivekananda says, "God is eternal, without any form, omnipresent. But the secret of image worship is that you are trying to develop your vision of divinity in one thing. Of the principal religions of the world, we see Vedantism, Buddhism, and certain forms of Christianity freely using images. Only two religions, Mohammedanism and Protestantism, refuse such help. Yet, Mohammedans use the graves of their saints and martyrs almost in place of images. The Protestants, in rejecting all concrete things, in all concrete helps to religion, are drifting every year further and further away from their spirituality. All of you have been taught to believe in an omnipresent God. Try to think of it. How few of you can have any idea of what omnipresence means? If you struggle hard, you will get something like the idea of an ocean, or of the sky, or of a vast stretch of green earth, or of a desert. All these are material images, and so as long as you cannot conceive of the abstract as the abstract, of the ideal as the ideal, you will have to resort to these forms, these material images. It does not make much difference whether these images are inside or outside the mind. We are all born idolaters, and idolatry is good because it is in the nature of men. Who can get beyond it? Only the perfect men, the God-men. The rest are all idolaters. So as long as we see the universe before us, with its forms, with its shapes, we will still remain idolaters. This is a gigantic symbol that we are worshipping. He who says that he is the body is born an idolater. We are actually spirit, spirit that has no form, no shape, and that which is infinite. It is not matter. Therefore, anyone who cannot grasp the abstract, who cannot think of himself as who really he is, except in and through matter as the body, is an idolater. And yet how people fight among themselves, calling someone else idolaters. In other words, each says his particular form of idol is right and the others are wrong. Two sorts of persons never require an image to worship: the human animal, who never thinks of any religion, and the perfected being, who has passed through these stages and is above them. Between these two points, all of us require some sort of an ideal, outside as well as inside. It is very easy to say, don't be personal, but the same man who is so generally most personal, his attachment for particular men and women is strong. It does not leave him when they die. He wants to follow them beyond death. That is idolatry. It is the seed, the very cause of idolatry. And the cause being there, it will come out in some form. Is it not better to have a personal attachment to an image of Christ or to Buddha rather than to an ordinary man or a woman? So says Swami Vivekananda. So, listeners, you're listening to idol worship versus ideal worship. So it is our humble request that we delete this nonsense of idol worship. Hindus are not idol worshippers. We never have, we never will be. We are worshippers of the ideal behind the ideal. The Murti Puja is there basically to unite us with that which is real. Everything else is Nashwant. It is only he that is Shashwat. It is only he that is worthy of worship. And therefore, when we do Murti Puja, we are able to concentrate not just our senses, but to bring our mind into focus and to see him in our mind and then to unite with him in the ultimate form through meditation, the ultimate form which is yoga. And listeners, next week's topic for In Quest of Hinduism, we're pleased to announce we're going to have a young author. She has just released a new book. Her book is called Conscious Transformation Within Me, Within You. Her name is Miss Marla Maharaj, and she'll be here with us at 11 o'clock in Quest of Hinduism, and she'll be discussing meditation and spirituality in a non-religious way, but the idea is the same. So please join us next week when we have Miss Marla Maharaj at 11 o'clock in Quest of Hinduism.
चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं। हे पावन परमेश्वर मेरे, मन ही मन शर्माऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे। देख कर का जन्म जन्म की मैली चादर कैसे दाग छुड़ाऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे। निर्मल वाणी पाकर तुझसे नाम न तेरा गाया, नयन मूंद कर हे परमेश्वर कभी न तुझको ध्याया, मन वीणा की तारें टूटी अब क्या गीत सुनाऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे। कर तेरे मंदिर कभी न आया, जहां जहां हो पूजा तेरी कभी न शीश झुकाया, हे हरि हर मैं हार के आया अब क्या हार चढ़ाऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं, हे पावन परमेश्वर मेरे मन ही मन शर्माऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे।
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on the internet at www.sanatanhinducenter.org by selecting radio tab and listen live button. Smartphone users can download TuneIn app and search for 106.1 FM. For announcements or suggestions, call 832-704-9273.
दर्पण कहलाए, मन ही देवता मन ही ईश्वर मन से बड़ा न हो मन उजियारा जब जब फैले जग उजियारा हो इस उजले दर्पण पर प्राणी भूल न जमने पाए तो रमन दर्पण कहलाए
Listeners, we're going to read the ABC of Hinduism. A is for Om, the symbol of Almighty God. B is for Bhakti, love and devotion for God. C is for culture of Hinduism that enriches our life. D is for Dharma, the righteousness and duty. E is for Earth that sustains us and needs protection. F is for family, the hub of our life and traditions. G is for Guru, the enlightened spiritual master. H is for Hatha Yoga, the science of good health. I is for India, Bharat, our holy motherland. J is for Japa, chanting of prayerful mantras. K is for Karma, the law of cause and effect. L is for Lotus, the heart center where God resides. M is for Mon, silently listening to the inner voice. N is for non-violence towards all living beings. O is for open-mindedness, tolerating the other beliefs. P is for Puja or worship at home or in temple. Q is for quest to know about oneself and God. R is for reincarnation of soul from birth to birth. S is for Sankirtan or mass chanting of the holy names. T is for temple, center of collective worship. U is for Utsav, the celebration of holy days. V is for Vedas, our God-inspired holy books. W is for wealth, which can be of service to the others. X is for acts, to cut our worldly attachment. Y is for yoga, the union of individual soul with God, and Z is for zeal to perform devotional service every day.
Yeah. निर्मल मन कर दे कोई सबलमती हो ऐसा हमको वर दे
वर दे वर दे वर दे
वर दे वर दे वर दे वीणा वादिनी वर दे
वर दे वर दे
सत्यमयी तू है ज्ञानमयी तू है
सत्यमयी तू है ज्ञानमयी तू है
प्रेममयी भी तू है हम बच्चों को वर दे
वर दे
वर दे वर दे वीणा वादिनी वर दे
वर दे वर दे वर दे वीणा वादिनी वर दे जय जय मां जय जय मां जय जय मां जय जय मां
सरस्वती भी तू है महालक्ष्मी तू है
सरस्वती भी तू है महालक्ष्मी तू है
महाकाली भी तू है हम भक्तों को वर दे
वर दे वर दे
वर दे वर दे वर दे वीणा वादिनी वर दे
वर दे वर दे वर दे वीणा वादिनी वर दे वर दे वर दे वर दे वर दे वर दे
राम नाम सोही जानिए जो रमता सकल जहां घट घट में जो रम रहा उसको राम पहचान तेरा राम जी करेंगे बेड़ा पार रे बेड़ा पार रे बेड़ा पार तेरा राम जी करेंगे बेड़ा पार उदासी मन काहे को करे तेरा राम जी करेंगे बेड़ा पार उदासी मन काहे को करे रे काहे को डरे रे काहे को डरे काहे को डरे नैया तेरी राम हवाले लहर लहर हरी आप संभाले नैया तेरी राम हवाले लहर लहर हरी आप संभाले हरी आप ही उठावे तेरा भार उदासी मन काहे को करे तेरा राम जी करेंगे बेड़ा पार उदासी मन काहे को करे रे काहे को डरे रे काहे को डरे काहे को डरे काबू में मझधार उसी के हाथों में पतवार उसी के काबू मेरे काबू में मझधार उसी के हाथों में पतवार उसी के तेरी हार भी नहीं है तेरी हार उदासी मन काहे को करे तेरा राम जी करेंगे बेड़ा पार उदासी मन काहे को करे रे काहे को डरे रे काहे को डरे काहे को डरे सहज किनारा मिल जाएगा रे मिल जाएगा परम सहारा मिल जाएगा सहज किनारा मिल जाएगा परम सहारा मिल जाएगा डोरी सौंप के तो देख एक बार उदासी मन काहे को करे तेरा राम जी करेंगे बेड़ा पार उदासी मन काहे को करे रे काहे को डरे काहे को डरे
This radio show is supported by listeners like you and by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in the Hindu traditional way. Call 832-361-0625 or 832-704-9273 and we'll take care of your cremation needs. We appreciate your continuous patronage. A big thank you to you, all artists, producers and publishers for allowing your production to be utilized on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We'll meet you next Sunday at 9 a.m. on K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 or by logging on to www.sanatanhinducenter.org. Smartphone users can download TuneIn app and search for 106.1 FM. Have a blissful week ahead by grace of Lord. God bless all of us, United States of America, Bharat, and planet Earth.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
And now it is Mangalam time. Time for welfare, Kalyan, Mangalam of all.
Thank you. Mom!